Support for Politics and Public Policy Reporting on SDPB is made possible by SDN Communications, your business broadband provider. Learn more at sdncommunications.com.
Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. South Dakota Public Broadcasting continues to introduce you to the candidates of the 2018 election. Today we welcome Roger Meyer. He is a Republican from District 18. He's a Tyndall native and a graduate of Augustana University. He joins us now on the phone as he is seeking votes to represent his district in the state Senate. Roger Meyer, thank you for being here with us.
Good morning, and thank you for having me. It's a wonderful opportunity.
So this is the first time, your first candidacy, and I'm wondering why now? What makes it seem like the right time for you personally and also politically to run for State House?
Well, for a long time, I've been involved in politics. I'm not a stranger to it, but I've never been on the campaigns. I've been on the campaign side of it, but not as a candidate. I've been in the administration. I've been a campaign manager. I've been a political party director. And I thought now was time for me to put myself out there, try to be a candidate, and see what I can do to improve the future of South Dakota.
Do you have the kind of people? Do you have a you behind you to help you get there? I mean, you have all this experience supporting other people. Do you have support yourself?
Well, I believe I do. I think the support that you're talking about here in Yankton, people supporting me. I've had a very, very good response. I've been doing a lot of door-to-door. Been doing a lot of knocking on doors. People are very responsive to my candidacy. Of course, we have no polls here, so we don't know how that's going. But, I believe I do have support.
Tell me what some of those top issues that you think are important to sort of, be pushed forward in peer this year. What do you anticipate?
Well, it's hard to say what we anticipate because we're going to have a new governor, and that's going to help set the agenda, of course. My interest are in economic development. Now, I know everybody says economic development, but I see that there's about three pillars to that have to be considered under that umbrella, if you will, and one is education, of course. One is transportation. And the other, I would say, is value-added agriculture. And I think those are all three areas that we need to do some work in. We need to look at what's changed and what is changing and try and improve the situation there.
Let's start with education. And what are some of the keys there that you think need to move the South Dakota educational system to the next phase of our state's history?
Well, workforce development, I think, is part of education. We need to broaden our education. We focus a lot on universities, colleges. There's nothing wrong with that. But we need to – the technical schools are doing a very good job. But I'm hearing from people that they would like to see the credits transferable from the technical schools into the university system if people decide to go on for a university degree. And that now doesn't seem to be possible. I also think that we need to do some continuing education for people who are in the workforce. I talked to a young lady the other day with two children at home, and she's working a job. She would like to improve herself, improve her education to move up, but there doesn't seem to be a good way to do that. So more online education where you could actually get a degree, I think would be helpful. She told me that was not possible yet, that you still had to go to the classroom even after you've done your online training. I haven't actually researched that, but that would be a benefit to a lot of people who are in the workforce and trying to continue their education at the same time. We do taxes for AARP, and we find a lot of people not yet taking advantage of the continuing education credits that are available on their income tax either. Not that that's a state issue, but it's certainly something that we could fold into state opportunities.
When we talk about those technical schools and sort of some of the, you know, really strong efforts that are being made to connect the workers, with industry before they even graduate, are there ways to sort of provide continuing education for those workers as those jobs change as well? Because some of those technologies change really quickly. And if you graduated 2-3 years ago, you may be at quite a disadvantage to a new student coming up. Are there ways to sort of follow through with a continuing education for tech school grads?
Well, I would think so. I mean, that's a good point. I really hadn't thought about that too much, but we have continuing education requirements for realtors, for all sorts of occupations. Not that we'd have to make a requirement, but I don't know why the technical schools could not invite their graduates, if you will, back for continuing education when the technology has changed. And you're right, it has changed frequently.
Let's talk a little bit about transportation. And are you thinking infrastructure? Give me an idea of what piques your interest there.
Well, I think transportation is more than infrastructure. Obviously, our roads and bridges need attention. There's just no question about that. And without that, what's economic development if you can't move products or commodities around? The other part is the railroads. I think that we need to look at our railroads. I'd like to see them expanded more. There was one time it looked like spaghetti across this country with railroads. Maybe we don't need that many, but we certainly need to expand them. And I think they could benefit with some sort of, I'll call it bimodal, because we can't do multimodal here. We don't have an ocean system whereby we could bring in goods in cartons on trains and transfer them to trucks for the shorter haul. Would save energy in one point, and I understand there's kind of a shortage of long-haul truck drivers because, like a lot of us, they don't want to be away from home for weeks or on end. So this would allow for shorter hauls and allow them to get home. I think there are places in the state, I particularly think of Napa Junction here near Yankton, that would serve that very, very well. I was reminded of this as we were stuck on a ship in Ireland, and I was watching them load the ships with their cartons onto the semis directly, and away they went. I think that would be one thing to look at. The other thing is some inner-city connection. I got to thinking, if you're a person who doesn't drive anymore, and that's becoming more frequent than it used to be, there's no way for you to leave town. There's a lot of cities here in South Dakota, or large towns anyway, that have no bus service. We have a transit system in Yankton. You can take it to Sioux Falls, but it costs $100. There's no inner-city bus system. You're kind of stuck here. So I'd like to see us look at that in some ways.
Roger, I keep asking anybody who will listen if they can make a train from Sioux Falls to Rapid City.
That would be nice. I love trains. We've traveled in Europe, and they're a great way to travel.
Yeah, right? Apparently, it's kind of expensive and probably out of our reach, darn.
So. I don't know. They used to have a thing called a doodle bug, which was like a one-car train with a diesel engine on it that ran up and down the tracks. I don't know how expensive those are, but that would be a wonderful thing to have, wouldn't it?
Everything's on the table here. Make it happen. All right, let's do some value-added agriculture in our remaining minute or so we make sure we get to ag. What do you think the opportunities are for South Dakota here?
Well, I think they're very good. Obviously, it takes some investment. Our Napa Junction is more for moving commodities, but I think the closer we could get to a finished product to be exported out of the state, the better off we would be. I know there's a young man here in Yankton, for instance, that's growing hops, got several varieties of hops. He's pelletizing those hops, and he's selling them to breweries here in Yankton and out in Spearfish, I believe, as well as other states. But so we've got a product here that we're growing in Yankton resulting in a beer that's sold in Yankton. And I think that's kind of a wonderful story to move along, that we can do a finished product. If we could pack our meat products here in South Dakota and distribute them rather than sending so many hogs and cattle to Sioux City and to other places, although we do have some, we have a meat packing plant here in Yankton, I think that would be wonderful. There's an oats processing facility that's being built here to pelletize oats for animal feed, so that's a final product. I think there's a lot of opportunities. I think we just need to work with local entrepreneurs who want to do those things.
Roger Meyer is a Republican from District 18. He is running for state senator. Thank you so much for joining us today on the phone from Yankton. Thanks.
Thank you, Laurie. I enjoyed it.